is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
This week's episode of Back Shelf Bake Off.
Hurry up, Penny, it's starting.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. This week's secret ingredient. Stale saltines.
That's an easy one. Mario might have a chance.
That's me. I don't recognize the number. I better answer. I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll take notes.
Okay. Hello, you've reached Penny Bassett. If this is a telemarketing call, specifically a vacuum salesman, I'm really sorry, but I don't need another vacuum, and I may end up hanging up on you, and I won't feel guilty about it.
What? No, I'm not a telemarketer.
Oh, good, because I was bluffing when I said I wouldn't feel guilty. How can I help you?
My name is Elizabeth Trask.
That's funny. I had a friend whose last name was Trask, too. Well, I say friend, but he turned out to not be a very good friend at all. So maybe it's only partially funny.
Right. Benjamin Trask. I'm his sister.
Oh?
I'm the executor for Benjamin's estate, and there are some items here at the house that we believe belong to you. Are you available to come collect them?
I guess, but why is his estate being executed? That sounds a little violent.
Oh, I thought you would have heard. Benjamin died in prison almost a month ago.
What? You know, I remember coming here once. Dr. Trask invited our art class over for a dinner.
Does it make you uncomfortable being here since he turned out to be a criminal and everything?
A little. I think it's going to be fine, though. Mm. All those bad memories are in the past. Today, I am happily indifferent.
And I'm glad to hear it.
Penny?
That's me. You must be Elizabeth. And this is my husband, Wooten.
Hello.
Nice to meet you both. Please come in.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate you coming on such short notice. We're in a bit of a hurry to get the house cleared out and up for sale.
Mm. You're selling the house?
That's the plan. Your things are through here. Please. We found a few class assignments, an art portfolio that I was sure you'd want back, and...
My wombat painting!
Is that what that is?
I painted it during my impressionistic stage. Dr. Trask helped me with the composition, and when I finished, he bought it.
Ooh, he was a wombat lover, too?
Well, who isn't? But he said he wanted to buy it as a memento. It really encouraged me.
Aw.
Ben always had a way of making people feel special. It was one of his tactics.
Tactics?
Don't worry. I fell for it, too. When I was a kid, he always talked me out of at least half my allowance money. Ben was like that.
Elizabeth, there were two antique vases upstairs on the... Who's this?
Mother, this is Penny and her husband, Wooten. This is my mother, Vera.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
I thought we agreed not to have people picking over things like this is a garage sale.
No one's picking over anything. This painting was done by Penny, and I thought she'd want it back.
We promised not to pick over it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't I know you?
Maybe you saw me at the trial? On the witness stand?
Ah, yes. I remember now. You're one of the riffraff who framed my son.
Dr. Trask?
Penny would never do that.
I wouldn't even know how to do that. and I once had an art class about framing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't trust any of his art students. Jealous amateurs.
Mother, this is ridiculous.
You should be ashamed bringing one of Ben's accusers into this house. Is this your way of stomping on his grave?
I'm not happy he's dead, but I'm also not going to pretend he's suddenly an angel.
He may not have been an angel, but he certainly wasn't the devil this woman made him out to be.
Oh, she was telling the truth. Do you even recognize truth anymore? Because Ben didn't.
How dare you, Elizabeth Jane?
Oh, Mother, please. Can you just, I don't know, go sort through some boxes?
Fine. Please, take what's yours and go.
Oh. Oh, wow. That was unexpected.
Oh, I am so sorry. I can't believe she said all that.
Yeah, she called you by your middle name and everything. Mm.
She's horribly rude. I hope you're not offended.
No, it's all right.
Any idea who I would call to get an art appraiser out here?
Well, Penny's worked in art galleries. She could tell you what a lot of these things are worth.
You could?
Maybe.
Oh, would you go through it with me? We can't put up the house for sale until it's been cleared out, and Ben was such a hoarder. I don't know what to do with any of it.
Well, Wooten, do you mind?
Mind staying here and digging through old boxes that are possibly full of miscellaneous wombat paraphernalia? No, I think I'd be okay with that.
But we don't want to make your mother feel uncomfortable.
No.
Don't worry about that. You don't make her any more uncomfortable than I do. Oh, I would be so grateful. I don't know anyone in town, and it would be lovely to talk with someone normal.
Normal?
You know, someone who isn't obsessed with conspiracy theories about Ben's conviction.
Oh, I can be that kind of normal.
Wonderful. Let's get started.
Wombats, here we come.
Another box of antique vases. Why would one man need this much junk?
Wooten calls it therapeutic collecting. He says it's good for the soul, which is why I try to keep him away from garage sales. Because what's good for Wooten's soul isn't good for our closet space.
You're going to regret that comment when my collection of historical oven mitts sells for millions.
So this one, what do you think it's worth?
I've seen some like that at an art show sell for a couple $100s. Mm. But these actually might go higher because value increases once the artist has passed away.
Yeah, Ben said his art's value increased when he went to prison.
Really?
Yeah, he was suddenly famous.
Oh. Oh, there are some photo albums in here.
He kept those? What a waste of space. Just leave the box. I'll throw them away later.
Oh, can I look through them? I love old photos.
Be my guest.
You know, Elizabeth, it sounds like you and your brother weren't very close.
Well, we used to be. Or I thought we were, but he ruined me.
Oh.
I'm a defense attorney. I was up for a promotion when all this happened. Having Trask as a last name torpedoed my entire career.
Wow.
My bosses suggested that we delay my promotion until things quieted down, and I'm still waiting.
Oh.
Hmm. How about this one?
Oh, I remember that painting. He did it in front of the class to show us brushstroke technique. I loved it when he painted landscapes. He was really a talented artist.
Oh, don't go mushy on me, Penny. Remember what he did to you. How much you must have suffered because of him.
Everything turned out all right.
Did he ever apologize to you?
No.
Make any kind of restitution? Vouch for you?
No.
He let you take the blame for the things he did and destroyed your reputation at the college.
Fortunately, she's happily indifferent about it now.
He did sneer at me when I was on the witness stand.
He didn't care about you. He was using you.
Yes, I know.
Penny?
I trusted him.
And he betrayed you. Never forget that.
Oh, no. She let that go a long time ago. Right, Penny?
Elizabeth!
Oh, now what?
There's some clown with a truck down here claiming he's taking the dining set.
I'm coming. Don't scare him off. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Penny?
Can you pass me that pair of scissors, Wooten? This box is... taped very excessively.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here you go.
Thank you.
So, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you not so happily indifferent anymore?
It's okay. She's bringing up memories of how badly all this made me feel in the beginning, but I am definitely past all that.
Ah. Are you sure?
Absolutely. Believe me, there is nothing to worry about.
Okay, now you hold the door and I'll knock out the hinge pins.
Okay.
One. And two. And the last one.
Finally. You'd think my brother would have left a key for this door around here somewhere.
Oh, wow.
It's an art studio. Oh.
You know, maybe Dr. Trask wasn't so bad after all. No one who has a secret art studio can be truly evil.
Wow.
These paintings are beautiful.
Yeah.
They look really familiar.
What's the matter?
Elizabeth, what is going on? I told you to wait until we called a locksmith, not tear the door down.
Not now, Mother. Penny, what's wrong?
These are my paintings.
Huh?
What?
This one has my signature on it, and this one. I remember painting this one for an end-of-term assignment, but my signature's been scratched off.
Oh. And replaced with Ben's. He was stealing your artwork.
Oh, ridiculous.
So much for my previous not-so-evil comment.
Are all of these yours?
No, but they were painted by other students in our class. Dr. Trask said he was going to display them in an art exhibit.
He probably stashed them here for when he needed some quick cash.
Oh, that's preposterous. Benjamin was far too talented to stoop to stealing from second-rate artists.
Second-rate?
Yes, that's what I said. Now, I want the two of you out of my house.
They're my guests. They don't have to leave.
Maybe we should.
Uh-huh. She can't make you go anywhere. It's not her house.
Leave before I call the police and have you arrested for trespassing.
Wooten, let's go.
Okay. Hey, Penny, I'm so sorry about all this. You must have a lot of different feelings going on in your head right now.
Not a lot. One feeling. Complete and utter betrayal. I trusted him, and not only did he involve me in a felony and kidnap me, but now I find out he was stealing from me, too.
Yeah, you have every right to be hurt.
But I'm not hurt. I'm angry. Oh. I can't believe I was so blind.
Oh, you can't blame yourself, Penny. Besides, this is all in the past now. You've grown a whole lot since Dr. Trask went to prison. Maybe what you should focus on now is that you have your paintings back.
I don't want my paintings back, Wooten. Huh? I want them to disappear so I don't have to think about them anymore.
Oh, well, what about your wombat painting? We've got it in the back of the car.
We could burn it in the backyard, except for burning oil-based paint is bad for the environment. I guess we can just throw it in the dumpster.
Well, yeah, I guess we could, but maybe that's not the best way to deal with the way you're feeling.
Oh, then what is?
Well, I'm concerned about the way Elizabeth might be making you feel.
What?
Well, it seems like she's trying pretty hard to make you feel as angry at Dr. Trask as she is.
But I don't need her to do that, Wooten. I can be angry at him all by myself.
Well, yeah, you can, but this morning you were excited to get your wombat painting back, and then we found the...
Oh, can't you just forget about the wombats for 1 second and support me instead?
Oh, Penny, you know I'd like to, but I don't want to support you in something that might not be good for you. Well, destroying things you love isn't the right way to deal with feeling hurt and angry, and neither is spending a lot of time with somebody who's encouraging you to hold on to your hurt feelings.
Fine. Don't support me. Let's just not talk about it anymore.
Oh, but Penny, you know
At all.
Penny?
I told you I don't want any supper. Just eat the leftover ravioli from yesterday, okay?
I already did. Actually, I came in here because I think we need to finish our fight.
But But I don't want to fight anymore. Why can't we just forget it?
Well, because neither one of us is going to forget it. And I don't want to leave things the way they are.
Okay, fine. Let's keep fighting.
Okay, great. Now, first, I wanted to tell you, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel like I cared more about the wombat painting than I did about you. I really did want to keep it, you know, because wombats should be nationally recognized as the greatest creatures alive. But I also liked it because it was an important part of your journey to becoming the artist you are today.
I guess I can understand that, but honestly, it's a part of my journey that I would rather forget. I know you think I should forgive Dr. Trask, but to be honest, I don't want to forgive him. He was stealing from me and my other classmates, and now he's dead, and it won't make any difference anyway, so why should I have to?
You know, back before I came to Odyssey, I was pretty down, and most of that had to do with my relationship with my dad. You know, I became a Christian, and I wanted to be a comic book artist, and he didn't want me to do either of those things. He wanted me to be a businessman like my brother Wellington, who was always shouting into his phone, "Bye, bye, bye." I always thought that was a weird way to say goodbye, so I didn't want that. So my dad and I fought a lot. Then there was this time it became a really big argument. He said some pretty awful things.
What kinds of things?
He told me that if I wanted to be a failure and a disappointment to him, then, well, he was fine with just having one son instead of two.
Oh, Wooten.
Yeah. And since I was a new Christian, I figured I should just forget what he said and, you know, it wouldn't matter. But I kept hearing his words in my head. It began to really bother me. I got all angry and defensive and people started to notice. I even lost a friendship because I got mad at him for breaking my favorite mug. Then I realized that holding on to what my dad had said wasn't just hurting my relationship with him. It was changing who I was, and it was making me angry at other people for no real reason at all.
Because your anger was spreading.
Yeah, it was.
Wooten! That just happened to us!
Huh? What did?
I got mad at you, even though you were right. I was letting my anger at Dr. Trask spread to you. I need to go back to the Trask estate tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to come with you?
Not this time. I need to do this myself.
Well, do what yourself?
Try to stop the spread.
Penny. What are you doing here?
I need to talk to you, Elizabeth.
About what?
I have a short presentation for you on relationships. Can I use your photo album as a visual aid?
All right, sure. Come on in. They're in the box over there.
Wooten and I had a fight on our way home yesterday.
That's too bad.
I was mad at him because of counterfeiting and kidnapping.
What? He's a counterfeiter and kidnapped you?
No, he didn't do either one of those things.
I don't follow.
I have that problem too sometimes. Here's my point. You didn't counterfeit or kidnap. Neither did your mother.
Elizabeth, I've been looking up reviews for the... You, what are you doing here?
I'll leave soon, but I just need to look in these photo albums for 1 minute.
What? What is she going on about, Elizabeth?
I have no idea either.
Look at these pictures. Your mother reading to you, Elizabeth. And here's one of the two of you with paint all over your clothes. What were you painting?
My dorm room, first year of college.
She wanted bright orange walls. I told her that it would be like living in a pumpkin.
Oh, I'd love to live in a pumpkin. And here's one of the two of you on a carousel.
What is your point with all of this, Penny?
My point is, you two were close once. What happened?
Ben happened.
But neither of you had anything to do with what he did. You've gone years without talking to each other. Why?
Because she won't face the truth.
Because she believes a lie.
You both know neither one of those things are the real reason.
Oh, really? Well, then enlighten us. What is the real reason?
It doesn't matter if Ben was guilty or innocent.
Oh, come on.
Elizabeth, you not forgiving your brother is hurting your relationship with your mother. You can't change what happened, but you can decide not to lose each other because of it. Wooten helped me to see that last night, and I thought maybe it was something you needed to think about, too.
You seriously just want me to forgive and forget? After she snubbed me for years? She treated me like I was the criminal.
I was grieving. Well, you didn't act like it.
I loved Ben, but he was awful to you. He ran right over you.
I felt bad for him.
Why?
Because he was deeply affected when your father and I divorced. His father wasn't there when he needed him the most.
Oh, don't you think I know all of that? You let him get away with too much. And as a result, he became a criminal. And that's why you thought he was innocent. Not the evidence, not the history of his character, but because you didn't want to believe you were the one most responsible.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's nice to hear. But it's not going to erase the way you've treated me. I can't start over like it never happened.
You don't have to start over. Maybe you start off by... I don't know. Maybe just staying in the same room together. I mean, you've got so much stuff you still need to go through. It would help to work on it together.
Well, I guess I could handle that.
Well, I can't. What's wrong with you, Penny? You were supposed to be on my side. You were supposed to understand.
I do.
Obviously you don't. Just go home. I don't need your help anymore.
I'll just pack these albums away before I leave.
No, please, don't. I'd like to look at them. You can just leave the box there. She's right, you know. I treated her badly after the trial. I thought if she'd just been willing. I guess it doesn't matter now. I thank you for trying, Penny. It was very kind of you.
Maybe she just needs some time to think. She might come around.
Oh, no. You don't know Elizabeth. Well, I better go downstairs and make sure those men from the auction house don't break anything. Oh, those paintings in the storage closet? You can take them if you'd like. Any of them that are yours.
Thank you. I'll have a look. Well, that went terribly. Okay, Lord. I'm ready to forgive Dr. Trask. Or ready to ask you to help me forgive him, which is going to have to be sort of the same thing right now, because that's about all I can manage. I think I'll leave the paintings here. Dr. Trask did steal them, but giving a gift to someone who hurt you is good practice in turning the other cheek, right? I mean, that's what you did for everyone. I think I will keep the wombat painting, though. Wooten really likes that one. Thank you for helping me get closure, God. And thank you for Wooten. Amen.
Romans 12 says, "Don't repay evil for evil. Consider what is right in the eyes of all. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." When someone hurts us, it's easy to want to cause them pain too. But really, we end up just hurting ourselves more. Those bad feelings are like a wound that's infected. If we leave it untreated, eventually the infection will spread to other parts of our body. The same thing is true with anger and resentment. If we let those negative emotions stay in our hearts, eventually they'll affect how we treat others. Forgiveness brings peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and that's what He wants for us. It's not easy, but He will help us get there. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. As Far as It Depends on Me was written by Abigail Geiger and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Zach Schneider and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Amelia Barella, Jess Harnell, Kimmy Robertson, and Joan Van Ark. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.